The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 18, text number 1 till 23, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 14th, 2007, in Helsinki, Finland.
So today we are studying the 18th chapter, the first half of the 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Maharaj Parikshit, Cursed by a Brahmin Boy. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Suta Uvacha. Yo Vai Dranyastra Viplushto. Namato Rudare Mrita. Anugrahad Bhagavata Krishna Syad Bhuta Karmana. Sri Sita Goswami said, due to the mercy of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who acts wonderfully, Maharaj Parikshit, though struck by the weapon of the son of Drona in his mother's womb, could not be burned. Text 2. Brahma kapotita dyastu. Takshakat pranaviplavat. Nasamumho ruba. Nasamumohurudbhayad. Bhagavad Yarpitashaya. Furthermore, Maharaj Parikshit was always consciously surrendered to the Personality of Godhead, and therefore he was neither afraid nor overwhelmed by fear due to a snake bird which was to bite him because of the fury of a Brahmin boy. Text 3. Utsvijas sarvatas sangam. Vigyata jita sangstiti. Vyasaker jahau shishyo. Gangayang svam kalevaram. Furthermore, after leaving all his associates, the king surrendered himself as a disciple to the son of Vyas, Shukadev Goswami, and thus he was able to understand the actual position of the Personality of Godhead. Text 4. Notam shloka vartanam. Jushatam tat katamritam. Syatsam shatsam brahmam brahmanotka syatsam brahmotakalepi smaratang tat padambujam. This was so because those who have dedicated their lives to the transcendental topics of the Personality of Godhead, of whom the Vedic hymns sing, and who are constantly engaged in remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, do not run the risk of having misconceptions even at the last moment of their lives. Text 5. Tavat kalir na prabhavet. Pravishto piya sarvata. Yavad isho mahan urvyam. Abhimanyam va ekarat. As long as the great powerful son of Abhimanyu remains the emperor of the world, there is no chance that the personality of Kali will flourish. Yasmin nahaniyaryeva Bhagavan utsasarjagam tadaivehanuvrittosav Adharma Prabhavakali. The very day and moment the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this world, the personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of irreligious activities, came into this world. Nanu dveshti kaling samrat Saranga iva sarabhuk Kushalanyashu siddhyanti Netarani kritani yat. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist, like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. King Nu Bale Shushurena Kalina Dhirabhirina Apramata Pramateshu Yovrikko Nishuvartate. Maharaj Parikshit considered that less intelligent men might find the personality of Kali to be very powerful, but that those who were self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care for the foolish, careless persons. Upavarnitam etadva Punyam parikshitam maya Vasudeva katopetam Akyanam yadapichchata. O sages, as you did ask me, now I have described almost everything regarding the narrations about Lord Krishna in connection with the history of the pious Maharaj Parikshit. Yaya kata bhagavata kata niyo rukarmana guna karma shreya pumbi sangsevyastu babushuvi. Those who are desirous of achieving complete perfection in life must submissively hear all topics that are connected with the transcendental activities and qualities of the personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully. Rishaya uchu sutta jiva samasamya shashvatir vishadam yasha yastvang sangshashi krishnashya Marjanam Anritam Hina. The good sages said, O grave Suta Goswami, may you live many years and have eternal fame, for you were speaking very nicely about the activities of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This is just like nectar for mortal beings like us. Karman yasmin nanashashve Dumadum ratmanam bhavan Apayayat Yiko Vinda Padapa Masavang Madhu. We have just begun the performance of this fruit of activity. A sacrificial fire, without certainty of its result, due to the many imperfections in our action. Our bodies have become black from the smoke, but we are factually pleased by the nectar of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead Govinda, which you are distributing. Tulayama lave napi. Nasvargam napunarbhavam. Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Matyanam Kim Mutashisha. The value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who were meant for death. Text 14. Konama tripyad rasavit kathayam Mahattamai kanta parayanasya Nantanguna namagunasya jagmur Yogeshvara ye bhava padma mukhya. The personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna Govinda, is the exclusive shelter for all great living beings, and his transcendental attributes cannot even be measured by such masters of mystic powers as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Can anyone who is expert in relishing nectar, rasa, ever be fully satisfied by hearing topics about him? Tanno bhavan vai bhagavat pradhano. Mahattamai kanta parayanasya. Harerudarang charitang vishudhang. Shushrushatam no vidanotu vidvan. O Suta Goswami, you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord because the personality of Godhead is your chief object of service. Therefore, please describe to us the pastimes of the Lord, which are above all material conception, for we are anxious to receive such messages. Savai Maha Bhagavata Parikshid Yena Pavargakyam Abdadrabudhi Gyanena Vayasaki Shabditena Beje Kagendra Dvajapadamulam. O Suta Goswami, please describe those topics of the Lord by which Maharaj Parikshit, whose intelligence was fixed on liberation, attained the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of Garuda, the king of birds. Those topics were vibrated by the son of Vyas, Srila Shukadev. Text 17. Tanna parang punyam samritartam. Akyamam yod bhuto yoganishtam. Akhyayananta charito papanam Parikshitam Bhagavata Bhiramam. Thus please narrate to us the narrations of the unlimited, for they are purifying and supreme. They were spoken to Maharaj Parikshit, and they are very dear to the pure devotees, being full of bhakti yoga. Text 18. Suto vacho aho vayam janma brito jahasma vridanu vrityapi viloma jata dashkuyam adhing vidunoti shigrang Mahattamanam Abhidhana Yoga. Sri Sita Goswami said, O God, although we are born in a mixed caste, we are still promoted in birthright simply by serving and following the great who are advanced in knowledge. Even by conversing with such great souls, one can without delay cleanse oneself of all disqualifications resulting from lower births. Kuta punar granato namatasya Mahattamai kanta parayanasya Yonanta shakti bhagavan ananto Mahan gunat vadyam anantam ahu. And what to speak of those who are under the direction of the great devotees, chanting the holy name of the unlimited, who has unlimited potency. The personality of Godhead, unlimited in potency and transcendental by attributes, is called the Ananta, unlimited. Shri Gauranitai, Shri Radhadamadar Ki Jai. Eta Vatalam Nanu Suchitena Gunaya Sam Yanatisha Yanashya Hidvetaran Partayato Vibhutir Yashangriyenung jashate nabhipso. It is now ascertained that He, the personality of Godhead, is unlimited, and there is none equal to Him. Consequently, no one can speak of Him adequately. Great demigods cannot obtain the favor of the goddess of fortune even by prayers. But this very goddess renders service unto the Lord, although He is unwilling to have such service. 21. Atapi yat pada nakava rishtam jakad virincho paharatar hyanambha sheshang punat yan yatamo mukundat Konamaloke Bhagavat Pradharta. Who can be worthy of the name of the Supreme Lord but the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna? Brahmaji collected the water emanating from the nails of his feet in order to award it to Lord Shiva as a worshipful welcome. This very water, the Ganges, is purifying the whole universe, including Lord Shiva. Text 22. Yatra nurakta sahasaiva dhira Vyapo yadeha dishu sangamudham Vrajanti tat paramahangsham antyang Yasmin nahing so pashamasva dharma. Self-controlled persons who are attached to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna can all of a sudden give up the world of material attachment, including the gross body and subtle mind, and go away to attain the highest perfection of the renounced order of life, by which non-violence and renunciation are consequential. Text 23. Aham hi prishtor yamano bhavadvir. Achaksha atma vagamotrayavam. Nava patanji yatma samang pratantrinas. Tata samang vishnu gating vipaschita. O rishis, who are as powerfully pure as the sun, I shall try to describe to you the transcendental pastimes of Vishnu as far as my knowledge is concerned. As the birds fly in the sky as far as their capacity allows, so do the learned devotees describe the Lord as far as their realization allows. So we'll stop there with our... And now we'll go back to text 13. Tulya Tula Yamo Lave Napi Nasvaragam Napunarabhavam Bhagavat Sangi Sangashya Marjanam Kim Utashisha. The value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter, and what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. Purport. When there are some similar points, it is possible to compare one thing to another. One cannot compare the association of a pure devotee to anything material. Men who are addicted to material happiness aspire to reach the heavenly planets like the moon, Venus, and Indraloka. And those who are advanced in material philosophical speculations aspire after liberation from all material bondage. When one becomes frustrated with all kinds of material advancement, one desires the opposite type of liberation, which is called apunarbhava, or no rebirth. But the pure devotees of the Lord did not aspire after the happiness obtained in the heavenly kingdom, nor do they aspire after liberation from material bondage. In other words, for the pure devotees of the Lord, the material pleasures obtainable in the heavenly planets are like phantasmagoria. And because they are already liberated from all material conceptions of pleasure and distress, they are factually liberated even in the material world. This means that the pure devotees of the Lord are engaged in a transcendental existence, namely in the loving service of the Lord, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. As a government servant is always the same, either in the office or at home or at any place, so a devotee has nothing to do with anything material, for he is exclusively engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. Since he has nothing to do with anything material, what pleasure can he derive from material benedictions like kingship or other overlordships, which are finished quickly with the end of the body? Devotional service is eternal. It has no end because it is spiritual. Therefore, since the assets of a pure devotee are completely different from material assets, there is no comparison between the two. Sutta Goswami was a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore his association with the rishis in Naimasharanya is unique. In the material world, association with gross materialists is veritably condemned. The materialist is called Yoshit Sanghi, or one who is much attached to material entanglement, women and other paraphernalia. Such attachment is conditioned because it drives away the benedictions of life and prosperity. As such, the opposite is Bhagavata Sanghi, or one who is always in the association with the Lord's name, form, qualities, etc. Such association is always desirable, it is worshipable, it is praiseworthy, and one may accept it as the highest goal of life. Om Agyanitimarandasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, some say, I give up all association. I want to go to a solitary place. You see, I am a rock, I am an island, I touch no one and no one touches me. You see, some people, they take this mentality. The impersonalists, they want to deny all personality. You see. But such a position is artificial. We may be frustrated by interactions with personalities in this world, but that doesn't mean that personality is false, you see. The fact is that, as it is stated, man is a social animal. So if we don't take Bhagavat Sanghi, then we will naturally gravitate towards Yoshit Sanghi, the association of women or with men who were carried away by women. You see? Of course, the same principle applies for the women, to be carried away by men. In this way, the same problem. We have to become, instead of running after the sex pleasures of this material world, we have to become attached to the association of the devotees. Those persons who are fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day and who want to bless every man, woman, and child on the face of this planet with Krishna consciousness. You see? This is called Bhagavat Sanghi. So this is the association we need. The Lord's devotees who are fully absorbed, Bhagir Nasingha, Hridaye Nasingha, fully absorbed in cleansing their heart and in uplifting the global consciousness, bringing everyone out of the rut of bodily consciousness into the enlightened state known as Krishna consciousness. Such Bhagavat Sanghi is so powerful. Even one moment's association, this word, lava, appears in this shloka. Lavena means by a lover. In Sanskrit language, the ena ending means by or with. You see. Just like if someone says Krishnena, that means by Krishna. The ena ending, you see. So lava is there. It means 1/11th of a second. So lavena means by 1/11th of a second. So even if we have the Bhagavat Sanghi for 1/11th of a second, you see, it doesn't take that much. What matters is the quality, you see. Am I falling asleep when I have the Bhagavad Sanghi? my mind is going somewhere else into tamaguna? Or am I fully capitalizing on that? Bhagavat Sanghi. You see? That we have to see. There are so many benedictions listed in the Nectar of Devotion by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada's giving them again in his summary study form. Very, very powerful benedictions. But Srila Prabhupada qualifies these benedictions. It depends on the quality of how you experience that, you see. So the other shloka is similar. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastari Koi. Sadhu Sangha Lava Matra Sarva Siri Hoi. That by even one lava, one moment's association with the sadhu at Bhagavat Sanghi, one can achieve all perfections. Sarva Siri Hoi. You see. So, if I'm associating with the sadhu, but I'm not getting siddhi, what does that mean? That means I'm not really entering into that association. My godbrother Sureshra Prabhu, he was telling one of his moments he had in the presence of Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada was walking down the beach and Sureshra Prabhu, he was walking right behind him. He was seeing Prabhupada's beautiful transcendental effulgent form right before his very eyes. But he was thinking that even though I'm so close to Srila Prabhupada, actually I'm so far away from him because of my consciousness is not pure. Because I'm so covered by material nature, even though I'm physically so close to Srila Prabhupada, spiritually, I'm a million miles away from him, you see. So the quality of how we associate with the devotees, that will make us or it will break us. You see, how am I associating with the devotees? Therefore, it is emphasized at the time of initiation, the 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy names. What is the first offense? To be critical or blasphemous of the Lord's devotees. We have this tendency sometimes to take the devotees for granted, to find fault with them. We don't realize how fortunate we are to be in the association of the devotees. We start saying this fault, that fault, so many faults. Actually, in this connection, Srila Prabhupada explains that every devotee has a combination of good qualities. Every person, he said, has a combination of good qualities and bad qualities. Even in non-devotees, they have some good qualities, you see. So everyone has a combination of good and bad qualities. So how is a devotee defined? A devotee is the person who looks for the good. He knows how to see the good in a person. You see, that's a devotee. Prabhupada compares him to a honeybee. If there is stool and there is honey, where does the honeybee go? He goes for the honey. He goes to the flower to extract the nectar for making the honey, you see. That is the bee. But the fly, if you give him a flower with the nectar and you give him the stool, where will he go immediately? Immediately he will go to the stool. Or if you have some wound on your body, he want to land on that wound, you see. So, the devotee, he is like the honeybee. He is not interested in landing on the wound or landing on the stool. He wants to go to the flower and extract that nectar for making honey, you see. So this is how we can see who is a devotee and who is a non-devotee, you see. The devotee is that person who looks for the good in others, who always finds the good quality in a person, who can always see. Prabhupada was expert at doing this. Even though we were so fallen rascals, that somehow he attracted, you see. to join his movement. But he could see the goodness. Somehow or other, through all those layers of dirt, Prabhupada could see the goodness, and he encouraged that. Tamal Krishna Goswami gave a very nice example one time. He said that Prabhupada, he can see the spark of devotion in the heart of us, and he can fan that spark into a blazing fire, you see. So this is the devotee of the Lord, you see. He can see that spark of devotion in the heart of the living being, and he can fan that spark into a blazing fire, you see. So if we find ourselves caught up in the mental trap of always finding fault with devotees, we can understand that we are flies. We're not really a devotee. One who simply sees fault, especially in the devotees, he's not a devotee, really. He's Kali Chela, he's disciple of Kali. And, as I'm oftentimes explaining in my lectures around the world, this is one of the insider's secrets of how to advance in Krishna consciousness. If all day long I'm thinking, well, this devotee has that fault, and that devotee has that fault, and we're just seeing faults, this devotee has this fault, that fault, all I'm doing is seeing the faults of the devotees, guess what my heart's going to be full of? Because what am I meditating on 24 hours a day? I'm going to be full of fault. But if I go around and I look at this devotee and I think, this devotee, you know, this person has given his life for Prabhupada's mission. He rises early every morning. He's chanting the holy names. Even though it's a struggle for him, he has so many material desires, but he's fighting them off and he's struggling hard to be Krishna conscious, you see. So, if we're simply looking for the good qualities of all the devotees, well, this devotee has this good quality and that devotee has that good quality, guess what is going to shine in your heart? Because you're always looking for the good in others, then all those good qualities in you, they will come predominant, you see. If we look for the bad in others, our own bad qualities will become predominant. If we look for the good in others, our good qualities become predominant. But don't make the mistake of thinking, well, therefore I have to tell my guru that he can't point out my bad qualities because then he's not a devotee. You can't fall into that trap. I can't tell my authority. I can't tell Tattvavad not to correct me because he's not supposed to do that. He's only supposed to see my good qualities, you see. No. The leader is qualified to be the leader because he can see the good quality in the devotee. And because he truly cares about the devotees who he is directing and managing, he also points out to them their bad qualities. That is kindness, you see. The devotee who is qualified to point out our faults, you see, to show us what we're doing, tell us what we're doing wrong, is that devotee who can see the good in us and who wants to help us become stronger in our good qualities, you see. The person who can see the good is the person who's qualified to point out the bad, you see. One who can see only bad, he's not qualified to say anything. Except, please accept my humble obeisances. The one who can see the good, he's qualified to point out the bad. So we should be very eager to find those devotees who are qualified to point out to me my faults and my discrepancies, because that's how we can rapidly advance. I was hearing one nice class given. I think it was last year or year before last at our Juhu temple in Bombay, Mumbai. And the devotee was saying that if you find someone who is pointing out your faults, then you should invite them to move in with you. Because actually we need this. This is the true benefit of Bhagavad Sanghi. You need to find a person who is qualified to point out your faults. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada one time stated, the devotee who is more chastised, he is advanced. So we should become very eager. If our faults can be pointed out, you see, by our Guru Maharaj, by senior devotees. We should be very eager to have our discrepancies pointed out. Not that, who are you to tell me I made a mistake, or who are you to tell me I had said something wrong, or that my attitude is not proper. Who are you to tell me, you see? That is called false pride, egotism. You see? We should feel very blessed if someone is pointing out my discrepancies, pointing out where I need to rectify my attitude, my speech, and my activities. That is our great good fortune, you see. So in this way, if we develop the proper mood of humility, that we're willing to have all of our discrepancies exposed and pointed out by the advanced devotees, you see. If we have this mood of humility, then when we come into that Bhagavad Sanghi, that Bhagavad Sangha, Sanghi is the person and Sangha is the thing. You get Bhagavad Sangha from Bhagavad Sanghi. You see? The person, Bhagavad. So this is very easy way to rapidly advance in Krishna consciousness. We have to simply get the Bhagavad Sangha from the Bhagavad Sanghi, the giver of transcendental association. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes. Text 7. Mm-hmm. All right, and the question?
What it says,
I'm actually hard of hearing, so kindly speak up.
It says that in Kali, in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately.
This is in the sloka?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yes, that's right. In this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed. So, in previous ages, if you thought something bad, that thought would give you the reaction of actually having done that thing. Let's say you thought you've got really angry at someone and you thought about hitting them in a previous age. Well, that thought of hitting them would give you the reaction of having hit them. But in Kali Yuga, because it's so fallen, the karmic laws are adjusted for the age of Kali. So you don't get the reaction of thinking about something does not give you the reaction of having done it. Because, we got enough problems already just dealing with the things we say and the things we do. And the reactions from those is enough to deal with. Shishi gornitai radadamadar ki jai. So in this age, there's a little slack or adjustment made to the karmic laws that we do not get the reactions from inauspicious thoughts. Although we can get the reactions if we allow them to progress further into actions or into words. Now that's one aspect of this phenomenon about how reactions take place in Kali Yuga. Stated here, inauspicious acts must be actually performed. So there's the subtle form of the act, which is the thought of the act, you see. That is the subtle form of the act. In previous ages, even the subtle form brought the reaction, whereas in the Kali Yuga, that action, the subtle form will not bring the reaction, only the gross manifestation, the actual performance of it, will bring the reaction. Is that clear? Yeah. But we have to remember that that's not a license. Well, that's okay. That's great. I can think about sex. I can think about this and that as much as I want because I don't get the... No, it's not like that. Thinking, Vedic psychology means thinking, feeling, willing, and acting. If you think about it, sex. If you think about it, then what happens? Well, you think about it, then you start feeling like it's a pretty good idea. And then you start willing. Well, I think I'd like to make some arrangement. And then acting, you do it, you see. So those things follow in progressive line. Thinking, feeling, willing, and acting. Therefore, you have to nip it in the bud. As soon as the thought comes, immediately kick it out. The thought of some sinful activity comes, immediately kick it out. Say, no, I will not allow myself to think about this, to try to enjoy some subtle thought of having some material sense gratification. I kick it out immediately. I beg Madan Mahan, Lord Krishna, to please remove these Cupid's arrows that are piercing my heart. And this way, we immediately put a stop on him. And that prevents us from coming to the point of feeling like doing it, willing to do it, and then actually doing it. Any other questions? Yes.
To make a fly into a honeybee, is this sadhana bhakti the process, or what should we do?
If honeybee, sadhana bhakti, what?
If we want to turn the flies into honeybees.
Ah, very nice question. How do you turn the flies into honeybee? Well, you have to become Bhagavad Sanghi and give the flies Bhagavad Sangam. That's the easy way to do it, you see. If you become a honeybee just oozing with honey, you see, then you have to go out for preaching activities and bless all those flies with oceans and oceans of honey so that they will get the taste of honey and they will lose the taste for stool and they will become honeybees also. Just like I think Tapa Divyam, he told, is he here?
Kitchen.
He told the story, huh? Kitchen. He told the story of how he got some prasadam from you on the street. And he was a fly roaming the streets of Helsinki, but then he met a honeybee, Abhidhutachandra Prabhu, the honeybee. And he got some prasadam, he got some honey from the honeybee, and he became a honeybee also, you see. So that is the key. You have to distribute prasadam, distribute books, give your kindness. Give your loving kindness to everyone, you see. Actually, it is Krishna's love. He is the storehouse of all love. But we are the representatives of Krishna. So we should give that love that's coming from Krishna, that's coming through Prabhupada. We should give that mercy. We should be the deliverers, the DHL men for the mercy of Prabhupada, you see. The mercy of our Guru Maharaj. We should be the DHL men for that and women for delivering that loving kindness, that mercy, that nectar, that honey. You see, and once they get a taste for Bhagavad Sangha, they will lose all taste for this Yoshit Sangha, you see. If I give you 1,000 euros, you will think, well, this is very nice. When I come back from Sankirtan, Tathagata will be so happy, oh, you collected 1,000 euros today, you see. He'll be so enlivened when I come back from Sankirtan. The whole temple will be enlivened. He collected 1,000 euros. Then I say, okay, give it back. Give me the 1,000 euros. Oh, I was really looking forward to enlivening Tathagata with my 1,000 euro collection. That would be a disappointment. But if I say, here, I'll tell you what, give me the 1,000 euros and I'll give you 1,000,000 euros, you see. I can buy a whole temple with that, you know. And oh, yes, 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 here's the 1,000 euros immediately. You see? So losing 1,000 euros, that's not something you would like to do, but gaining, trading it for 1 million or 1 billion euros, yes, no problem. So that Yoshit Sangha, that is 1,000 euros, you know. Illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, gambling, you know. Mundane movies, mundane music, going here, going there, sleeping late, you know, all that karmic junk. 1,000 euros. It seems like it's very valuable. And you don't want to give it up. But if I offer you 1 trillion euros, oh yes, no problem. You see. So here there's the 1 trillion euros. You see. Krishna consciousness. Bhagavat Sangha. Krishna Prasadam. A free ticket back to Goloka Vrindavan. You see. Free ticket on the ultimate airplane. You know what is the ultimate airplane? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we flew up here from Amsterdam the other day. It was so crowded. And even the so-called Europe Select class was also just as crowded as ours. I mean, it was horrible. We were all stuffed together. It was all these young girls on the plane, you know, chitter-chattering. It was completely packed. And we were just cramped together like it was like in a torture chamber, you know, on the airplane. But this airplane, Hare Krishna airplane, you see, it's so wonderful. It's just a wonderful festival of singing and dancing and feasting. And there's enough room on the airplane that the whole... all, every conditioned soul in the material world can get on this airplane and not feel crowded or cramped or hemmed in, you see. It's such a wonderful airplane. So you simply invite them onto this airplane. That's all. Come on our airplane. Fly the happy Hare Krishna skies. Any other question? Are you satisfied now? You're ready to fully surrender, kick the personality of Kali out of your heart once and for all. Give him a good kick and tell him never come back. Give that rascal a big hard kick. Kick in the face with boot, Prabhupada used to say. Kick him in the face with boot and tell him don't come back again, bud. Unless you've shaved up with Tilo. All right. So we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.